Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Welcome to this week's episode of the High Fives. Jay's not here right now. I have a special guest with me. Her name is Reese. She is my five-year-old daughter, and she wants to share with you what her favorite Disney movie is. That's right. This week, we are doing our top five favorite Disney movies. But right now, I have a special guest, and her name is Reese, and she's going to share with you what her favorite Disney movie is. Reese, why don't you come tell me what your favorite Disney movie is?
Aladdin.
What was that?
Aladdin.
Aladdin. Why is Aladdin your favorite Disney movie?
Because Jasmine's in it.
Is Jasmine your favorite character?
Yes.
Yes. Did you just get to go see this live as a play?
Yes.
Was that pretty cool?
Yes.
Any other characters you really like in Aladdin?
Abu when he turns into an elephant.
Oh, Abu when he turns into the elephant. That's a good scene, right?
Because the genie makes him an elephant.
Yeah. You love Aladdin, right?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share about your favorite Disney movie?
No.
You want to say bye?
Bye.
You got to come closer and say bye.
Bye.
Say, see you next time.
See you next time.
All right, and Jay and I will be on in just one more minute.
Are you recording?
Yeah. Yep. Ooh, is that your championship mug? I like it. I got a championship sweatshirt. I almost wore it, but I didn't. So.
I have a sweatshirt or a dry fit. Jordan brand t-shirt.
Okay.
That I got as well. Yeah, I almost wore it as well, but I did not. Yep. I am wearing this.
Touche.
So how you doing? How's your week?
Good. Yeah. Week's been fine. Nothing too exciting. It's gone fast. Kids had another snow day.
That's good.
But
we had two snow days.
Oh, yeah?
Or I should say we had a fog day.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, it was never... Today was the foggiest out of all the days. But, yeah, no delays or no... Nothing for the fog. So.
Did you have any vlogs, though?
Nope. No blogs, either.
Well, you ready to get this thing on the road? This cat on the wagon? This chicken in the...
I don't think this cat on a wagon is a saying, is it? I don't think that's the thing anyone says.
You want to get this chicken on a biscuit?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, welcome back to the High Five Podcast. Smack! We got that sound effect in there.
Oh, that goes. Looked like you were slapping yourself for a second. I was like, "What's up, that?" Your screen's half your screen. I couldn't see the other hand. So, anyways.
So, well, welcome back to the High Five Podcast, where we list our high five of, where we list our favorite five items of any random topic. I wouldn't say it's random, but sometimes it might seem to be random.
Randomish.
Yeah. I mean, basically my mind throughout the course of a day comprises right. of a bunch of random things. Amen. And so we'll say random.
Yeah.
So this week, Caleb, we are doing Disney movies.
And I think I got all Disney movies this week. I don't think I threw any anything in there that wasn't Disney.
I love it. Well, so I guess let's just briefly talk about Disney movies and what they have meant to us in the past, maybe as kids and growing up into adults and becoming parents and seeing them with different lenses. Yeah, some of my earliest memories watching Mickey cartoons, Mickey Mouse and Friends cartoons. Those were definitely some of my earliest memories. Seeing Bambi at the movie theater, obviously it wasn't a new release then, but I saw it at our local movie theater, and when I saw it there, it felt like a new movie to me.
Yep.
So that was, I remember that pretty vividly.
Was that the first time you had seen it too?
At the Grand Movie Theater in downtown Grand Haven, where the fish restaurant was for a while, and now is owned by Anna's house, right?
Yeah.
So, that's where I saw Bambi the first time.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I remember seeing this movie named, I think it was called Jax or something like that. It was basically this movie. The premise of it was like, you know, those big mech warrior things where, you know, the guys, like there's a guy in the cockpit and they're walking around these huge robots and they're fighting. I saw that at the Grand Theater as well.
I don't think I've ever heard of that movie.
It was it seemed like a really cool movie at the time, but I've never, like, the only time I've ever thought about that movie or seen anything about it is when I've looked it up. And like, it got terrible reviews and but at the time it was probably like a high budget film and just flopped, I guess. But I just remember vividly seeing that movie there as well.
Yep.
So tell me about Disney movies for you as a kid.
Yeah. I mean, I love Disney movies. We had all of the VHSs with their nice little packaging on the
plastic
outside.
Clamshell cases.
Yep. My mom probably still has those VHSs lying around somewhere in the house.
Katie's parents do. I know right where they are.
Yeah, I mean, just so many good movies. Like, if you just, I mean, all of the movies that I think of growing up, like when I was, you know, a little kid, they were almost all a Disney cartoon movies. Like, that was what we watched was Disney movies. So, and, you know, I watched a little bit, not a ton, but when I'd go to my grandma and grandpa's, we'd watch, like, the Disney Channel. So we'd watch some of the Disney Channel movies and that kind of stuff. You know, Disney was always a big part of just my youth and growing up. And I would say it's continued.
What about, like, after school shows like Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers? And
definitely watched Chip and Dale.
DuckTales.
Yeah. Most of the time, at home, so we didn't have cable in my house growing up. The only time I could watch cable was at my grandparents' house. So, you know, we would watch ABC when they did like the Disney specials and that kind of stuff. I think ABC had a couple Disney early Saturday morning shows on too, but like cartoons. It's always been huge. And I mean, you know, now being a parent and all that, you know, we continue to watch Disney, love Disney. And you know, my daughter is a huge fan. In fact, we're going to Disney on Ice next weekend. So, Disney's huge. And Reese this last week went to Aladdin, Aladdin on the state on stage. So, yeah.
Oh, cool! Like a live performance.
Cool. So, yeah, Disney's always been a big
part. Vivian just tried out for and got into the Aladdin production at the Chelsea Area Players. Here in town, it's a junior group up until eighth grade, I think it is, and she's excited about that.
Did she find out what she got, what part she got, and everything? Or
she's one of the ensemble
actors.
She was kind of bummed at first that she didn't get like a named character, you know. But she's actually like in this group of like this group where she's going to need to be a leader, where she's kind of in a group with some younger kids. And so you could see in the cast where they've kind of strategically placed some of these older kids in these ensemble groups to kind of be the face, you know, up front or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Like leading the group. So she's in ensemble three.
Nice.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. She's excited. And yeah, we're big Disney people. Ourselves, we, after COVID kind of opened up after, you know, all the shutdowns, we decided to start to go to the parks a lot more, and we've become annual pass holders. And so in fact, we are going on a trip there this weekend.
Nice.
For a long weekend.
Okay.
And so actually I just got done just before I got on with you. I was just packing, getting ready to go. But yeah, like movies, like just the current movies, we talked about it a little bit last week with Pixar, but just, you know, the movies just hit you differently as a parent.
Yep.
And, obviously, you know, being the dad of a girl, you know, we watch a lot more movies that, you know, I wouldn't necessarily have watched on my own.
Sure.
as a small boy, you know, like Little Mermaid and, you know, a lot of the Frozen and, you know, movies that, you know, yeah, just learned to love a lot of those. Speaking of which, hey, Vivian.
Hi.
Hi, Viv.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, wow. I had not thought about that.
On the spot, what's your favorite Disney movie?
Oof. Okay.
Quickly.
Oh, I remember what I was going to do. It was either going to be, Hercules.
Ooh.
Hercules. Or, crap. Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New
Groove.
Both
of those. Yeah, both of those are underrated, favorites. But very good.
Yeah. Yeah. What were Mom's? Mom's was Tangled and sure. Emperor's New Groove is her favorite.
Yeah, she loves Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah. So, but.
Favorite here.
Nice.
When they heard that we were going to be doing Disney this week, obviously they had some thoughts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, we love Disney, and we're obviously subscribers of Disney Plus, and
yep.
Watch all the stuff as it comes out. We love the original like park content where they show you like the behind the scenes of, you know, making park rides and making, you know, a lot of the IP that we know and love. Yeah, we love it all.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I'd say let's get into it. We could start out with some honorable mentions.
Yeah.
I have two honorable mentions. How many do you got?
I have one. Well, I mean, I mean, I could throw out many, many more, but I just had one one on my list. So.
Okay. Well, how do we do this? Whose idea it was to do it goes first, or is that who goes last?
I think it's changed every time, but
okay.
Then this one too, we kind of both came up with like
no one
necessarily selected this. So why don't you go first?
Well, I'll go first since I have two honorable mentions.
Yep.
Maybe that's the way we'll dictate it from now on. number seven, one of my two honorable mentions is the Frozen series.
Okay.
So, So I've seen out of all the Disney movies, I've probably seen Frozen 1 the most times.
Sure.
It was popular when Vivian was a small child, and we've seen it a lot of times. So that's my first honorable mention. Go ahead. Oh, I got you just as you were taking a drink.
My honorable mention is one of my favorite movies when I was a little kid that I watched over and over, and that is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I love that Disney movie.
I considered
movie.
It. Oh my gosh!
I watched.
And they had a experience at the parks as well.
Yeah, I never got to go to that. It always looked awesome, but I never got to go.
Yeah,
but
you would have hated it. You would have hated it. It was terrible.
But yeah, I loved that movie. It was such a, I don't know. Yeah. I watched it so many times when I was little. So.
Uh huh.
I haven't watched it in a long time. I kind of want to watch it again.
We should watch it. Next time we get together as families, we should watch it. Because I think it would be one of the kids.
And my kids have never watched it. I don't know about if Vivian has.
Oh, yeah. I think it's one. No, we've not seen it as a family. Yeah. We need to watch it. Yeah. So, cool. All right. Well, my other honorable mention is Pirates of the Caribbean. One that often gets forgotten nowadays because the series kind of went downhill a little bit, even though the movies were still kind of good. But, like, you know, Johnny Depp, you know, he was like in turmoil for a while, and, you know, so he kind of was unpopular for a bit. But, like, the first movie and the first two
are really good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Those are good ones. So, all right. So, you want me to roll into my number five?
Let's do it.
Okay. My number five is Zootopia. From the largest elephant to the smallest shrew, the city of Zootopia is a mammal metropolis where various animals live and thrive. When Judy Hopps becomes the first rabbit to join the police force, she quickly learns how tough it is to enforce the law. Determined to prove herself, Judy jumps at the opportunity to solve a mysterious case. Unfortunately, that means working with Nick Wilde, a wily fox who makes her job even harder. Came out in 2016. So, yeah, I love that movie. I think it has a great plot. The visuals are good. I'll say the acting's good, but the voice acting is really good. I really like Jason Bateman as Nick Wilde. And, yeah, it's just a fun, really good movie.
I always forget he was Nick Wilde.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, my number five is Emperor's New Groove.
Nice.
In the original animated movie Emperor's New Groove, the arrogant young Emperor Kuzco, played by, was it David Spade?
Yeah.
Is that who plays it? Is transformed into a llama by his power-hungry advisor, Yzma. With the help of a kind-hearted peasant named Pacha, Kuzco navigates a series of comical misadventures in an attempt to reclaim his throne and learn the value of empathy and humility. Through humor and unlikely alliances, the once self-centered ruler discovers the importance of friendship and compassion, ultimately finding true fulfillment in the simple joys of life. It was in 2000. So underrated.
Yes,
I feel like
sure.
It was just at a weird, it maybe came out at a weird time or I can't remember. We just learned something about this movie the other day where it came out early, so they had to like rush it out because they had a contract agreement with McDonald's, I think it was to make toys for it.
Yep.
And so like they had to stick to the release date because McDonald's was like holding them to their contractual obligations.
They were like writing it as they were making it.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, which is so crazy because like, what a great movie.
It is a great movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I do feel like
that's my number five.
I feel like lately it's kind of gotten like a cult following. You know what I mean? Like
I hear
more
and more
people talking about that movie. Way more than they used to, for sure. So
that is definitely for sure. Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, so that's my number five.
All right. My number two, another one that I just brings me back
number
to my four. Or number four. What did I say? Did I say number two?
Jumping two. I was like, whoa. We want to save
that. My number four, it's another one from my childhood that I loved, and it's Aladdin. Aladdin is a lovable street urchin who meets Princess Jasmine, the beautiful daughter of the Sultan of Agrabah. While visiting her exotic palace, Aladdin stumbles upon a magic oil lamp that unleashes a powerful, wisecracking, larger-than-life genie. As Aladdin and the genie start to become friends, they must soon embark on an adventure, on a dangerous mission to stop the evil sorcerer Jafar from overthrowing young Jasmine's kingdom. And it came out in 1992. Long time ago.
11 years old.
But yeah.
Yep, I remember it.
I loved that movie. I thought Robin Williams' genie was just amazing. It made me laugh. It was just, I love the movie. I do remember the ending kind of scared me a little when, you know, Jasmine was going to drown in the sand. And that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I loved that mm-hmm. movie. And I still do. In fact, that's Reese's favorite movie right now is Aladdin. She loves Princess Jasmine. That's who she was for Halloween. So that is kind of interesting to see, you know, just a movie I loved as a child. Now your kid loves it too. So yeah, Aladdin's number four.
Yep. I'm going to tease a little bit that will show up in mine. And if you would have asked me pre-2016, it would have been my number one movie.
Oh yeah?
Teaser.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, back to my number four, I have Encanto. In the original animated movie Encanto, the Madrigal family lives in a magical house in Colombia where each member possesses a unique magical gift except for Mirabel. When the magic of the house begins to fade, Mirabel embarks on a quest to save her family and their enchanted home. Along the way, she discovers that the greatest strength lies not in magical abilities, but in her love for her family and her resilience in the face of adversity. Yeah, I mean, just great soundtrack, yep. Obviously written by the great Lin-Manuel Miranda. So, like, obviously the music's great, but the characters are great. If anybody's seen it, there's no explanation that needs to be done. Just great movie.
Yep, for sure. Yep, excellent choice.
And, yeah, there's rumblings that they're going to be doing things with Encanto at the Disney parks, and so we're excited for that kind of stuff. But just earworm songs that anytime you hear them, you just find yourself singing along to them. So yeah, that's my number four.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, so we'll have some overlaps, huh, on our list.
So you're saying we like similar movies.
So
yep,
my number three again goes back to my childhood, and it is The Mighty Ducks. Not I mean, it can be the series, but I was
quack.
Yeah, I was primarily thinking quack. The original. I do like all quack. Three, but I was primarily, sorry. You're good. I was thinking the original, yeah. But so for those who don't know, after a reckless young lawyer, Gordon Bombay, gets arrested for drunk driving, he must coach
Emilio.
He must coach a kids hockey team. For his community service, Gordon has experience on the ice but isn't eager to return to hockey. A point hit home by his tense dealings with his former coach, Jack Riley. The reluctant Gordon eventually grows to appreciate his team, which includes promising young Charlie Conway, and leads them to taking on Riley's tough players. So
number 96? Jersey number 96? Is that right?
Maybe came out in 92, or maybe it was 92.
No, the kid's
no, I know.
The kid's jersey. I remember his jersey number vividly. It was like number 96 or
it could be
90. Yeah,
I don't remember.
I could be totally wrong.
I don't remember, but yeah, I loved that movie growing up. It was one that I watched over and over. And I mean, I was never really big into hockey when I was little, but I just, that movie to me, I don't know, I really enjoyed.
Yeah, that one kind of transcended the sport. Yeah. You know, hockey was never really that big for me as a kid either. But yeah, everyone loved that movie.
Yep.
Cool. All right, my number three, Aladdin.
Nice.
So you already briefly gave us the synopsis, but movie came out in 92 when I was 11 years old, so it's kind of the end of my, you know, childhood, sure. So to speak, you know, yeah. Before, you know, going into the teenage years, and so that's one of the last ones I remember really getting into as a kid, I think, and so maybe that's why it's ranked so highly. But just like, it had great video games along with it. Mm-hmm. I remember we had a Sega Genesis Aladdin game that I played a lot, and it was just a great game. But yeah, soundtrack amazing. You know, Robin Williams as the genie, you know, irreplaceable. I mean, Will Smith, you know, paid a lot of homage to the character. And, you know, he did okay, but, you know, you can't replace that Robin Williams as the genie.
Nope.
Yeah, just epic.
Yep.
Yep. Echo basically everything you said.
Yeah. It's a classic for sure.
So yeah, if you would have asked me before 2016, this would have been my number one Disney movie.
Okay. It's fallen to number three.
Fallen to number three.
All right. My number two is Moana. An adventurous teenager sails out on a daring mission to save her people. During her journey, Moana meets the once mighty demigod Maui, who guides her in her quest to become a master wayfinder. Together, they sail across the open ocean on an action-packed voyage, encountering monsters and impossible odds. Along the way, Maui fulfills the ancient quest of her ancestors and discovers the one thing she always sought, her own identity. I love the movie. I think this, you know, musically, it's got some good songs in it. Again, Lin-Manuel songs. Just the animation's great. I love the story behind it about, you know, environmental justice and taking care of things. I just thought it was a great movie. Having a daughter as well helped. She loves that movie too. So, just a great one.
Yep, I echo all of that, and I echo it completely because it's also my number two.
Oh, look at that! Even the same number.
Guaranteed we won't have the same number one, though.
No, we won't.
Guaranteed.
We won't.
Same here. Love the movie. Saw it in the theaters. Vivian was 4 years old when that movie came out, so obviously we were right in the middle of it, sang all the songs every time we'd be in the car. And I mean, this is kind of the follow-up to Frozen for us. You know, Frozen was big.
Yep.
And for, you know, it was big for a few years, and then Moana took that over for a bit. But yeah, that's my number two as well.
Nice. Okay. All right. So that
it's gonna be a short episode.
That goes to my number one then, which you already said my number one.
Okay.
Do you know what it is then?
It'd be Encanto.
Yep. I love Encanto. I love the music. I love the story. I love that there's not like a specific evil villain or anything, but it's just about, you know, love and family and finding your own way and your own place. And I don't know. It's a great story. And I think visually it's one of the best made Disney movies. So that's my number one. And again, you know, having a daughter, we've watched that movie more times than I can count. So, and I don't get sick of it. It's still up there. So
that's the way I feel about my number one as well.
Okay.
Can you guess my number one? Also a Lin-Manuel Miranda soundtrack.
Did you do Hamilton?
No. Nope.
Okay. I was like, you can't do Hamilton. It's on Disney Plus, but it's not a Disney movie. Also is a Lin-Manuel soundtrack. And it's
2018.
I don't know.
Very Disney.
What is it?
Mary Poppins Returns.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I know. Everybody forgets about this movie. 2018.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Yep. So this is my and Vivian's movie.
Okay.
This is like when it's just me and her and we want to just throw something on that's just like comfortable and we just kick back and sing the songs. Like I said, Lin-Manuel Miranda did the soundtrack for this as well. Yep. And is one of the stars in it along with Emily Blunt. So in Mary Poppins Returns, the magical nanny Mary Poppins returns to the Banks family during a difficult time in their lives. With the help of their friend Jack, who's played by Lin-Manuel Miranda, Mary uses her enchanting powers to bring joy and wonder back into the lives of Michael, Jane, and the next generation of the Banks family. Through whimsical adventures and memorable musical numbers, Mary Poppins teaches the family valuable lessons about hope, resilience, and the power of imagination.
Nice.
I loved the original Mary Poppins. Yeah. Obviously grew up with that as well.
Yep.
It was never my movie. And But it was always one of those things that was always in, you know, you knew the songs,
yep.
You know, Spoonful of Sugar and, you know, all those.
Chim chimini, but like chim chimini, chim chim.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, Dick Van Dyke, just epic.
Yep.
But, so when when Mary Poppins Returns came out in 2018, you know, this was, you know, just before we moved to Chelsea.
Okay.
And so, like, we were doing a lot of, you know, we didn't, especially into COVID, you know, we didn't do a lot of socializing. We spent a lot of time at home,
yeah.
You know, whether it was, you know, just because of COVID or, you know, we just didn't know anybody. And so we just felt more comfortable staying at home watching a movie. Or, you know, Katie was finishing up her master's degree. And so we had, you know, me and Vivian had a lot of time together, so a lot of times we just pop this movie on. And like I said, I've seen Frozen so many times. Mary Poppins Returns is probably
number two,
close to the most views as far as a Disney movie goes.
Yeah.
So yeah, love that movie, still love it. We, you know, we have the soundtrack on vinyl, which I want to get all of these on vinyl. We play this one a lot. In fact, it was on the turntable tonight.
Nice.
for a spell. So, yeah.
I have never seen that. Can you believe that?
Well, you should watch.
I know.
I mean,
need
if
to.
You love Lin-Manuel Miranda and you like Mary Poppins, I mean, your kids will like it, I think. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, of course, I'm going to say I like it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's one I've wanted to watch. We just haven't gotten around to doing it. Oh, yeah, we'll have to do that.
Yep.
Sit down and watch it.
So.
Yeah, I totally. When
yeah.
you said Lin-Manuel, I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I knew
about.
You wouldn't get it because it's one that's just kind of off the beaten path.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that means he's like he's in three of your top. Oh, wait, did you have Moana on your list?
Yeah. I had Moana as number two,
right.
And Kanto as number four.
And then that is number one.
Yeah.
So that means three of your top five are Lin-Manuel, pretty heavy Lin-Manuel movies.
Yeah. And actually, that's another thing about, so like I was just going to say, almost all of my top five are musicals, except for Emperor's New Groove, which actually was supposed to be a musical.
Sure.
Because going back to what we were talking about before, it was supposed to be a musical, but they had to axe a bunch of that because it was rushed out.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy how much of the music of Disney, like how much that means culturally, you know, just personally and as a family. I mean, we listen to a ton of Disney music. So.
Yeah. Yep.
They always do a good job with that.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good.
Cool.
Top five.
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think you want to cover next? I mean, we can chat about this and text about it for the next couple days, but I guess we could go back to the... I got my list here.
Yeah, I feel like we've done a lot of entertainment of late, so I don't know if we want to stick on that vein or if you want to hop to some new topic.
Topic list here.
I thought about, like, top five athletes or something, you know, just changing it all together.
Yeah, let's see if I can find my list here.
I have it. So we had music with a bunch of different favorite band, favorite album, favorite genre, Star Wars, obviously. Movie, TV, favorite movies of all time.
What's that note called?
I have podcast notes.
Oh, there it is. It was way at the top of my list. Okay. So.
Yes, we had sports, favorite teams, favorite players, travel. Yeah.
Anything that you think would be like timely? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because this is not going to come out for a while anyway.
I mean, that's why I thought about like favorite athletes or whatever, because, you know, just kind of what we've been with Michigan winning and Lions doing really well, and it's just been on kind of the top of a most people's minds.
Favorite players of all time? Favorite athletes of all time?
Yeah.
Regardless of sport?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I can get down with that.
Let's plan on that next week.
Cool.
Anything else we need to talk about for Disney?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, is there any movies that are, or projects that are coming out soon that you're excited about? I'm trying to think.
Excited for Inside Out 2, for sure, which we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Upcoming Disney.
I mean, any of the... which I don't know if they have any release dates or any ideas, but any of the Star Wars conversations of things that are coming out.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely Star Wars. Yep. Oh, that live-action Snow White movie is coming out in 2025. Inside Out 2, 2024.
Yep.
Frozen 3, 2025.
Which I haven't heard much about that. I don't know what that's... other than they're making a Frozen 3, but I didn't know if there's any other rumors.
I think they're making a Frozen 3 and a 4 at the same time.
Really?
They're going to make one, and the other one will come out like a year or a year and a half later or something like they do. And then, obviously, Avatar 3, 2025.
Yeah.
Avatar 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, I knew those are
coming.
4
comes out in 29. Avatar 5 comes out in 2031.
That's crazy. It's crazy to even think about.
I know. But really, 2031 is like...
not that far away.
Yeah. We're living in the future, man.
We're living in years that I didn't even think were going to be a thing. So.
I know.
Especially when three of my top four are from the 1900s. So.
Yeah. Good point. Cool. Well, yeah, I think that's Disney. I mean, obviously it's a huge part of our lives and part of our viewing, part of our listening, but you know, part of our families, you know.
Yeah. It was pretty difficult to narrow it down, but I think I'm satisfied with the top five for sure. So.
Yeah. So what is it about Disney that gets us, or like, why do we like it so much?
I just think they're good at storytelling. And then and the storytelling with the music, like both of those combined, I think just have a good impact.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you go back and you even look at old interviews with Walt Disney himself. And, like, that's always been his thing, is storytelling.
Yeah.
It's always been the heart of everything.
Yep.
And if you don't have storytelling, you don't have heart to something, then it's kind of hollow.
Yeah.
You know, there's no substance to it. There's no meat on the bones.
Yeah, and I feel like they do a really good job of original stories, too. You know, like, I don't feel like they've done a lot of copy and paste or, you know, here's the same story but tweaking it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's this wave of live action, you know, renditions of movies, but even those like have gotten fresh spins, like the live action version of Aladdin, like they really gave Jasmine a stronger presence in the live action version, which was really good and timely, so, and awesome for my daughter. Like the Mulan. Did you see the live action Mulan movie?
No, I need to.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It was on my, we were going to go to the theater and we just ended up never made it. But yeah, it looked like I remember watching the trailers like before it came out, like, oh yeah, we got to see this.
So much different, but like paid a lot of, you know, respect to the original, but like has no song. It's not a musical.
Sure.
There's no singing parts in it.
Yeah.
But they still, like, you still hear some of those themes in those parts of the movie, and it's just just beautifully made.
Yeah.
Beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So That was another one. Didn't get great reviews, but it's like people are just so critical that they're remaking things, well, but they're not. It's a whole new thing.
Well, and even the original, too, like the original Mulan, I thought was a great movie, but again, it wasn't one that was necessarily hugely popular, I don't think, but yeah. It was a great movie. But
yeah.
And I think, you know, yeah, they're, it's the same story, quote unquote, but it's a different medium that you're telling it through. You know, when you're going from an animated movie to a real life movie, it changes everything, I think. Yeah. But
yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Go Disney.
Well, I'm looking forward to the next week here with the athletes. That'll be fun to think about. I've not thought about that in a while.
Yeah.
Because you definitely have childhood favorites. And
yeah.
But I've always kind of separated them by sport and team. And
sure.
So to throw them all into a top five, wow, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And, like, you almost have to think about, like, how long you rooted for those guys. Or, like, how long they were your favorite, or, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of it will be nostalgia-based, too, you know. But
oh, yeah, for sure. Yep. Interesting.
Because I do feel like, I don't know if you feel like this, but the older I get, the less I feel like I have a favorite. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, when you're older than the
players. Well, that's right.
It's harder to have a hero when your hero is half your age.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Your perspective changes a little bit, right? Yeah, you look up to them and you're like, oh, I want to be them when I grow up. And now that you're grown up, you're like, oh, I want to be young like them again or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, my Michigan football jersey. I mean, this might be a little bit of a spoiler, but my Michigan football jersey is a Desmond Howard jersey. Mm-hmm. and that's case in point. He's older than me by like 10 years. Yeah. So, cool.
All right.
Well,
see you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. High five.
Bye.
Did that work?
Smack. Oh, you hit your face.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit, guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.